From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tariffs as a result of trade disputes with China are continuing to impact a range of California farm products. In particular, tree nuts and wine face increased duties despite last year's implementation of the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade agreement. Meanwhile, tariffs on farm products have been suspended for exports to Europe under the interim agreement between the U.S. and the EU. Fueled by strong commodity prices and continued pandemic assistance, farmland values are skyrocketing, up 14% in the central Midwest and 10% in the central plains. That's according to the latest numbers from the Federal Reserve Banks in Chicago and Kansas City. Agriculture.com reports farmland values for the 7th District climbed 14% year over year in the second quarter of 2021, the largest gain in 8 years. Values are expected to rise again in the third quarter. Widespread drought has dampened expectations for wheat production and exports for the 2021-22 marketing year, according to agrimarketing.com. In the Pacific Northwest, where most of the U.S. white wheat is grown, a 29% year-to-year decline is expected, its lowest since the 1974-75 marketing year, with exports down 41%. Hard red winter wheat is projected to fall 42%, its lowest in over 30 years. Durum wheat is also projected to fall to its lowest level in 60 years. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.